There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Rolling in on hour number two. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. I did a video about that yesterday, about the drop leg setups I've got, because somebody in the chat room said, hey, who recommends a drop leg? Which one would you recommend? But that's the thing about a G-code configuration. There's so many different ways to hook it up that one holster can be five, six, seven different configurations, depending on what you want to do, including being a drop leg holster. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. I talk a lot about New Jersey because New Jersey stands out alone in the United States. And for those of us that live in the other 49 states, well, maybe the 40-something, there's some states that are pretty close to it. But when we travel there, we got to mind our P's and Q's. But I'm not the expert on it. I don't live there in it. I'm not fighting the fight. I'm not internally there. My guest is internally there. He is the voice of 1 million gun owners in New Jersey. They refer to him as the gun for hire because he shows up sort of mercenary-like, always stirring the pot because he's also an activist. I'm joined again for it's been a while, by Anthony Calandro. Good morning, sir. We got no Anthony? No Anthony. Or he was there and now he's gone, right? Okay. Maybe we can work on that. While we're working on that, while we're trying to find Anthony Calandro, let's talk about what they're trying to do to the United States, shall we? There's a political cartoon out there of the Statue of Liberty saying, give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to and looking at a tidal wave of illegal aliens coming bearing down on it, cussing. The Statue of Liberty is cussing. And there's a question out there that, okay, board up, Anthony is telling me that he could hear me. But I could not hear him.
Let's try that again.
Okay. You go get Anthony real quick. This is what live radio is all about, the drama of live radio. There's no scripting here. This is reality radio at its highest. Those of you who don't believe me, come trade places with me and see how you handle it. Got to be able to listen. Got to be able to adapt. And if you cannot adapt, then you will be like Colt and have to file for bankruptcy and hope and pray that you can stay in business.
Okay, let's try that again.
Okay. Anthony, Bill? I know. Okay, there's Anthony. I don't need to do your introduction again, do I? You heard it all. I gave you all the props.
I think the liberals and the socialists in New Jersey were blocking my phone call to you, Bill.
Do you think so? I think that's probably you're sort of a targeted guy. By the way, I want this first time we've talked in a long time, and I want to thank you for the shout out when I was down due to the heart attack.
We're all one big happy family. We need you to keep fighting, man.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir. In the time since we have talked, though, it's been quite the momentous thing happening, things happening in New Jersey. We've had Shanine Allen, who was, like most gun owners, blithely unaware that, you know, she didn't live in the United States and crossed over into New Jersey. We had Stephen Lamont Josie, who wanted to grow up to be something, and he got stepped on by New Jersey. Both now pardoned by your governor, and now we've had Carol Bounds, which I am characterizing the Carol Bounds murder as a national tragedy that nobody's covering.
Correct. We're not getting much coverage, just basically local media, and our politicians and legislators in the state of New Jersey have blood on their hands with this one for allowing the gun permitting scheme to survive for the past 50 years in the state of New Jersey.
You know who's headed to New Jersey right now, don't you?
Who's that?
Do you know who Tim Knight is?
Yes.
Tim Knight and Sean Maloney are headed to New Jersey. And they're coming for your Senate president.
Yes, they're going to be at our Recall Sweeney rally on the 27th.
Yeah.
And we have an effort to recall the state Senate president. You know, it's funny how it works, though. We protest in front of his house two weekends in a row with Carol Bounds' brother Mark, by the way.
Right.
Sweeney turns the sprinklers on the protesters outside. And yep, and now the town of West Deptford is having a meeting tonight to pass a resolution to stop public picketing in their town in residential areas.
So, you know, this is you know what bothers me about New Jersey? When I was stationed in West Germany, if you wanted to go to Berlin, you could drive through East Germany to go to Berlin. And driving into East Germany out of West Germany is like you're entering a whole different world. And that's the way it is in New Jersey, right?
Correct.
And now in New Jersey, within New Jersey, they're going to try to set up something within New Jersey that takes it that much further away.
Correct.
In that one town where they don't want to pick it. I guess it's too bad that Sweeney's not the Senate president in California. He wouldn't be allowed to sprinkle right now, would he?
Correct. Well, our campaign, our RecallSweeney.com campaign, has got serious legs and thousands of supporters and donors, and this looks really, really good. Because we need to make some changes. You know, New Jersey, the law says that if you apply for a pistol purchase permit, the law says 30 days. There's towns that take 9 months, a year, a year and a half. Carol Bound was 41 to 43 days. The police chief blamed the state police. The state police blamed the police chief. And meanwhile, she's dead. So they all have blood on their hands because of our gun permitting scheme.
Now, is that the latest of those to happen, or is that just is this one catching more headlines? I mean, I would imagine I'd be very surprised if that's the first time that's happened, though.
Sure, I mean it's not the first time it's happened for sure. It's just that this case happened to catch proper media attention, and the timing was just right because she had called the police department the day before checking on the status of her permit. And, you know, the police department was like, well, we're waiting for the results of your fingerprints. Our fingerprints are done electronically in New Jersey. And then the state police said they were waiting for the results of a background check. So my question's been for the past 30 years, if you get pulled over by a cop, how long does it take to do a background check on you?
What about 10, 15 minutes?
Yep, forget it. So now in our Recall Sweeney campaign, the Bound family is behind us. Her brother Mark, her younger brother Mark, is involved in this too because, you know, he tragically lost his sister to the hands of this violent, you know, abuser who ended up hanging himself at another ex-girlfriend's house afterwards. But this woman had a restraining order, which is a piece of paper. She installed security cameras around her house. She was a hairdresser, so she worked a lot of long hours. And this guy waited for her in her driveway. The other issue we have, though, Bill, is in New Jersey, less than 2,000 private citizens have carry permits. And most of them are politically connected, are politicians, like our Senate President Steve Sweeney. He has a concealed carry permit.
Really?
In New Jersey. Okay. Oh, yes. He has a concealed carry permit. Yes.
Hang on for me. We're coming up on the first break. I want to talk about this. Because you know, that's Gun for Hire. You can find him at gunforhire.com, if I'm not mistaken. But I'll get him to give out all the information when we get back. Anthony Calandro, my guest today on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI-enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation with you. In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
So the phone rings, and I pick it up, and it's Mark. And Mark says to me, hey, third Sunday, June, Father's Day, I ordered Dad a gun. It's here. He's going to build it out, and we're going to go out on Father's Day shooting. You want to come? And I said, yeah, what a great idea for a Father's Day gift, an AR-15 rifle kit from GunsAD.com. I think I'll get my dad one. He says, go ahead. See you out on the range. So we're going to meet on the range on Father's Day. Get your dad an AR-15 rifle kit at GunsAD.com, GunsAD.com, or call 844-2-GUNS-80.
Want to listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programs without a radio signal or internet? Just call 605-562-4213. Get instant access to all GCN live feeds right on your phone, anywhere you want, anytime you want. 605-562-4213. It's our way of ensuring everyone has the opportunity to enjoy GCN. 605-562-4213. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Not available in California, Louisiana, and Virginia.
Listeners, do you have startup capital and want to invest in a booming business with incredible profit and growth potential? The opportunity is now because Fresh Healthy Vending, the number one healthy vending franchise in North America, is looking for a few business-savvy, healthy-minded people right here in the local area to become Fresh Healthy Vending franchise owners. We're growing so fast that we've had hundreds of new franchise owners in the last few years alone. Now you can join them. This area has a huge demand for fresh, healthy, organic snacks on the go, and that's exactly what you'll be selling with your Fresh Healthy Vending machines. We've already identified prime, high-traffic locations that are perfect for healthy vending machines. Now we just need the right people to join our franchise network and help Fresh Healthy Vending continue to boom. If this sounds like you, go to readyforfresh.com today and enter code 2121. We'll send you a free owner information kit. Plus, as an added bonus to new franchise owners, sign up today and receive 25% off franchise fees. Just go to readyforfresh.com and enter code 2121. That's readyforfresh.com, code 2121.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. Go check out the new contact line. I've got the traveler's bag headed my way, and when I get it, I'll do a little review of it. Then I will have my ISIS welcome wagon bag, and it'll be put together by people that actually know what they're doing. That'll be cool. Tacticalholsters.com. My guest from the Gun for Hire and also the range and school that he runs, which... of course, it's escaping my name, my memory right now, is Anthony Calandro. Tell everybody how they can find you and what you do real quick.
Is easy. Guns for Hire, GunForHire.com. I own Woodland Park Range, which is the largest shooting range in New York, in New Jersey, 14 miles from New York. And I have GunForHireRadio.com, which is a podcast that we come out with a new show every week. It's, we're in our fifth year now. And that's me.
That, and, well, and there's a whole lot more to you than that. I mean, you show up at hearings and all this other stuff. You are the fly in the ointment for the gun.
Yes, I'm the stick in our politician's eye, for sure.
Now, your Senate president walks around strapped, huh? He's walking around carrying a gun.
Yes, he's allowed to have a carry permit because he's one of the privileged few.
Now, is this... I mean, are they even apologetic about it? Do they even try to rationalize why they need a gun where the rest of regular peons don't need a gun? Or, I mean, how does that work there?
Nope, they don't have to rationalize at all. And while protesting, he had four West Deptford police officers standing in front of his house. So they have police protection. When we go to the Senate and Assembly hearings, the state police cart them in. And the little people, you know, we have the police standing separated from us. I notice it all the time. I go down and I listen to a lot of hearings, Bill, and when the school boards are having hearings or something, there's no police presence there. But whenever there's a Second Amendment issue that's up, they make sure they have 10 or 15 state troopers in the room and out the room and everything because, you know, we're so violent in our actions and everything we do. So they have to be there to protect themselves from the unwashed masses.
There are some people that don't think there's that many guns in New Jersey. When I was talking about how you're the voice of 1 million gun owners in New Jersey, there, New Jersey actually has a fairly decently robust gun culture, hunting culture, don't they?
Yes, very big hunting culture. And we have 8.8 million people in the state of New Jersey. And what little data we could get from the state police, the attorney general, and the NRA, our estimates are there are 1.1 million to 1.5 million gun owners in New Jersey. There's a lot of people that have guns that have World War II and Korean War relics. And then we have a lot of in New Jersey that we can't seem to wake up are what we call the FUDs, the hunters with their shotgun, their three-round shotgun, and they don't care what goes on because no one's ever going to come and take their gun. Those black rifles are bad, and they should ban them anyway. We hear that at shooting clubs all the time in New Jersey. It's apathetic.
You know, and I just want to see if I'd like to get your guys, Larry Pratt, this question yesterday. You know, we just had the shooting in Dallas where they said in at the Dallas PD where they said it was an automatic weapon. Is this the same kind of mindset as the FUDs have where they're saying that this kind of weapon, you don't need this kind of weapon? Is this the education through the slanted media that most
Correct.
Of the nation has taken in?
Correct. That is the education. It's the evil black rifle. Again, more crimes are committed with a handgun, but they're always going after the evil black rifle because of the way it looks, discriminating because of the way it looks. But, yes, most of the FUDs, if you go to any skeet or trap club in New Jersey, they don't even know who the Senate president is. They don't even know about any gun bills that are going on. It's atrocious, you know. And it's a small group, just like anywhere else. It's, you know, maybe one or half of a percent that are fighting for everybody else's rights. And they'll also turn around and say, well, they're not going to confiscate anything. That can't happen here. Well, in 1990, Florio passed the evil weapons ban. And in 1992, when it was finalized by the governor, we had 90 days to turn guns in, ship them out of state, or sell them out of state. M1 carbine, which has never been used in a crime in the state of New Jersey, was banned because of its overall length.
Too short.
And they, and they specifically ban firearms by name, like Colt AR. We can't own anything that says AR on it. So the next day, Colt Manufacturing started making an AR that said Colt Sporter Rifle on it. So the AR I owned was illegal, but the Sporter Rifle I bought to replace it was legal. Just a word game in the state of New Jersey. That's it. They just change stuff by evil features and by changing the nomenclature on the gun. So when people tell me they can't confiscate guns in New Jersey or in this country, I say BS because they did it already in 1990. And I was down in Trenton protesting back then. I was down there in 1991, 92, 93. That's right. I'm 110 years old. I've been around a while.
There you go. You sound great.
Thank you.
You sound stupendous. Now, in addition to all that stuff you just mentioned, New Jersey is poised where if anybody ever actually starts anywhere in the United States, if Bill's Gun Shop starts selling a smart gun, what happens in New Jersey?
That triggers a law that from 2002, I believe, that says that we have to now, in 3 years, only sell smart guns in the state of New Jersey.
So I guess it's probably, I guess it's good that Armatix is in financial trouble.
Correct. And there's any dealer who, any FFL dealer in the state of New Jersey that would take on selling the smart gun knows it would be basically their death knell. They'd be out of business tomorrow because nobody would support them. So no one's going to do it. I say let the market decide. Lift that ban. And if a smart gun works and it's widely accepted by police or military, then everybody have at it. But I know I'm not trusting my life to anything that uses a battery or could be hacked or rendered inoperable with an EMP or something. I'm not touching it. Not for me. I don't even like biometric states.
I think the cops of New Jersey should have to carry them for 5 years and prove they're actually viable weapons.
Correct. The state police tested it, and they found it not acceptable in its current iteration, by the way. The New Jersey State Police.
Well, the Armatix, it can't fire a single full magazine without having a malfunction. So I guess that has a lot of... Even if you have the gigantic wristwatch, which, I mean, have you, the wristwatch that you have to pair with it, that looks like the big clock Flavor Flav used to wear when Public Enemy was hitting it big back in the 80s. That gives it away, doesn't it? You got a smart gun.
Correct. Right. And statistics show almost half of all police and security officers are shot with their own gun or their partner's gun. What do you do in a gun grab situation? What if you pick your partner's gun up off the ground? Now you can't fire it. What if you're using it for home defense and your spouse grabs your gun? You're injured, or you have a heart attack or something while someone's breaking into the house. It's ridiculous.
What if you get shot in the on the wristwatch side, and you try to pick up with the left hand and go weak side?
What if the wristwatch gets shot off you?
Yeah. What if the battery dies on the wristwatch?
Yeah, it's an idiotic move, and by having a law that says once it's available, it triggers in 3 years. That's the only firearm design that can be sold. That will just prevent technology from starting. And you know, the iPhone generation today, Bill, there will be people that will want to buy a gun like Armatex. And again, let the market decide. Let the people decide if they want it. You can't
hang on
make
for
it
me.
Mandatory.
No, you can't. Hang on for me. We'll be right back. My guest, Anthony Calandro from Gun for Hire on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. Indestructible lifetime warranty. These things just don't ever break. And I don't care what configuration you get it in. I did a little video of them yesterday. I didn't even scratch the surface. I didn't scratch the top of the pinpoint of the surface of what they have available. Go check them out at tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour from Gun for Hire is Anthony Calandro. Anthony, the significance of people like Tim Knight and Sean Maloney headed your way. Tim Knight was, he and Alan Head were the ones that kicked off the Colorado recall effort, which we all know how that played.
They were successful in recalling two state senators, one of which was the state president.
Oh, my. And they did it despite being outspent, what, 8-1?
Outspent 8-1 and no major support until the final hour when it looked like they were going to be successful. The big 2A groups stepped in with cash to steal some of the glory as well.
Well, I they're not getting any of it from me. Now, both Maloney and, in all honesty, Maloney and Knight are both on the board of the NRA. Except
they
were
elected this year.
Yes, but they're not going up there as NRA guys. They're coming up there as grassroots people, and that's where they're most dangerous, isn't it?
Correct. Very dangerous. And, you know, in discussions, Alexander Rubian, the president of New Jersey Second Amendment Society, who's spearheading the RecallSweeney.com campaign, he said that Timothy Knight told him he wishes he had the same recall laws that we have in New Jersey, that he had in Colorado, because it would have been so much easier. It says our laws were much easier to comply than Colorado's were. So we're feeling pretty confident about the support that we have from Maloney and Knight right now.
Now, is the springboard for this, is this the sheer tragedy that the Carol Bounds murder is? Is that what they're going to use as...
We are now. Unfortunately, her tragic death segued right into this. But previous to that, we were going after Sweeney, A, because he's the big fish. B, he turned his back on us gun people numerous times where he promised he wouldn't. He used to have an A rating from the NRA as a Democrat president in New Jersey.
Okay.
And after he paraded some of the parents of the tragic Newtown incident around, he reversed the decision and he decided to bring legislation onto the Senate floor for 10-round magazines. They're allowed 15 rounds in New Jersey right now. And the bill was vetoed by Governor Christie, fortunately. But so his rating went from an A to an F in one fell swoop. And we're tired of him going back on his word. He's a thug, and you know he's alienated the Rutgers University board and all of the alumni because he wants to take over the college politically instead of an independent body. So his hubris has gotten to a point now where we feel let's chop him off at the knees and let's send a message to every other politician in the state of New Jersey that if we can get the Senate president, you better get in line and start getting us involved in dialogue or you're going to be next.
Is Governor Christie, okay, Governor Christie pardoned Shanine Allen, and he pardoned Stephen Lamont Josie. And first of all, isn't it sort of stupid that he had to pardon them? That was the only way to stop this from happening.
Because of our stupid laws.
Yeah.
Yes.
Has he gotten, now he's out there, right now trying to campaign to be the Republican nominee. And he's out there saying, well, you know, my position on the Second Amendment is sort of tied up because of my democratically controlled legislature. He's not a pro-gun guy, is he? I mean,
No.
He is a New Jersey Republican, isn't he?
New Jersey Republican in any other state would be a flaming liberal.
State in the Southwest or the Southeast.
Correct. As a governor, there are about 12 executive things he can do with his signature to change some of the gun laws in New Jersey, and he has done zero in the past 6 years as governor. Zero. There's many things that he can change. He could have the attorney general issue a decree to all of the municipalities saying the law says 30 days, abide by the law and issue permits in 30 days. But he has never done any of that. All he's done is saying, wah, 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 if the Democrats would put something on my desk for me to sign pro-gun, then I would sign it, you know. So it's all BS. It's all the roofs on his part. And he's managed to alienate about 30 states that are conservative and believe in the Second Amendment, at minimum.
But didn't he go after Barrett at one time himself by name? That isn't, you know, the Barrett 50 caliber?
The Barrett 50 caliber by name because a religious group, Ceasefire New Jersey, which is now Ceasefire PA, said that the Barrett 50 cal could be used to shoot the tank farms on the turnpike and blow up fuel or maybe shoot a commercial airliner down. So we should ban that gun by name. You can't make this up, Bill. Only in New Jersey.
It sounds like they're pontificating from the Big Rock Candy Mountain, though. I mean, like he should have, whenever somebody gets out there and starts postulating about what could happen, there's a lot of things that could happen. I mean, that was the whole premise behind banning 855 ammo, wasn't it? That it would penetrate soft body armor. Never has, never been used. Plus, anybody that's going to use a Barrett in a crime, they got to be, first of all, they got to be some hefty people because those things aren't right. They're not easy. Do they actually come apart? They don't, do they? I mean, they can break down, but I mean, they're still a big wieldy affair, so you can't run around wearing a big overcoat and conceal it or anything. There was no Barrett 50 caliber gang running around New Jersey that I'm not aware of, was there?
Yeah, and it's interesting because, you know, not everybody can afford a $9,000 firearm to commit a crime. Most crimes are committed with crappy you know, stamp steel guns, you know, for the old, the lack of a better term, the old Saturday Night Special type guns, like a Raven or a Jennings or a Braco type of gun, you know, little 380 or something.
Right.
We have legislation in New Jersey right now, Bill, that passed the House, it passed the Senate, and it's in a committee to be finalized for a harassment where it, even if you're accused of harassment, your firearms are taken from you. And it could be any kind of harassment. It doesn't have to be any kind of physical harassment or anything. You could go outside and yell at your next door neighbor for not picking his garbage cans up, and he could call the police and say you harassed him, and they're taking your guns away.
Sort of a gun violence restraining order.
Yes, and it's going to pass. And the ANGRPC, which is the NRA state affiliate, Scott Bach and Alexander Rubian, have gone down to Trenton to testify and fight this, but it's falling on deaf ears because it always falls down to, well, if it saves one life, if it saves one life.
How do they ever, you know what, I'll ask you about that in the next segment. One more time real quick before we run out of time. Tell everybody how they can find you. Tell the people, there's people in New Jersey to get this somehow or some way. Tell them how they can come and find you and train with you and stuff like that.
Sure. Gunforhire.com, GunForHire.com, Woodland Park Range, GunForHire.com, and GunForHireRadio.com.
And for those of you that have maybe never heard of Anthony, go out there and look for him on YouTube. Look at Anthony Calandro Will Not Comply. Just look for that one video where he's sitting facing all of these politicians he's describing right now, telling them, you guys aren't going to pay for these magazines you want to take away, and you're not getting mine anyway. Or I'm sort of paraphrasing. I'm not nearly as eloquent as Anthony is when in the face of that. Although I'm in South Carolina, and South Carolina is, you know, it's better than New Jersey, but I may have to move anyway. I'm not up for the fight no more. I'm just not up for the fight with some of these idiots. It'd be one thing if I can change their minds, but they're idiots. Anyway, you hang on one more time for me. We'll be right back. My guest, the Gun for Hire, Anthony Calandro, on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
All right, last time on the firing line. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. Tomorrow on the show, I'm going to have Robin Knapp, who is he is at G-Code. He's former law enforcement. He helps with development. He helps with public relations. We're going to talk about the new stuff they got coming out. That's all tomorrow. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. My guest today, though, he's one of me. He's part of what I do. He's out there trying to turn on the light bulbs, and he's operating behind the Iron Curtain. And that, of course, would be the gun for hire, Anthony Calandro. Is this these guys coming in to start this recall effort, unlike the other things that you guys have done where inevitably the clock runs out on you, you're really, for the first time in a long time, you're going to have sort of carte blanche to do what you want to do, how you want to try to do it, without any real limits, aren't you?
Yes, we have 3 months to give enough signatures, 33% of the signatures, to initiate the recall. We've tried everything else in New Jersey. You know, our governor has let us down numerously, so the executive branch is done. Our legislators are the majority anti-gun and pro-criminal, so we're done there. And our judges have shown time and time again that they're pro-criminal by using judicial activism to suppress law-abiding citizens' gun laws. That's why Christie has to pardon everybody. I've made statements on my show and publicly all the time that we need to start judging the judges in the state of New Jersey. Because judicial activism is rampant here, and they're constantly stepping on our rights. First Amendment, Second Amendment, Fourth Amendment. We just had a judge order a newspaper to take an article down, and the newspaper sent the judge a copy of the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, and then the newspaper filed a court motion at federally, and the judge had to retract, the state Supreme Court judge had to retract the request. We have judges telling the newspaper to take an article down because our judges in New Jersey never heard of the First Amendment as well as the Second Amendment.
Yeah,
that's
the latest attack, isn't it? Obama wants to attack. He wants to attack me and you. He wants to get us because we're disseminating too much information over the interwebs
We're a violation of ITAR.
Correct. I love it. Well, come and take my studio down then, because that's the only way you're going to do it. Because I like I say online and everything, I will not comply. I'm not going to comply. This is atrocious. We need to start judging the judges and holding criminals accountable. What happens in New Jersey all the time is law-abiding citizens, and Evan Knappen, everybody knows Evan Knappen.
Yep.
Evan Knappen says in New Jersey we're law-abiding criminals. He coined that phrase, and I'm a firm believer in that phrase because people do the right thing. You know, you guys from free states, you don't understand in New Jersey, if we have handguns in our car, we're only allowed to go from our house to the range to the house. There's language in their bill that says no unnecessary deviation. And if you go to a Wawa and get a cup of coffee, your car is stolen with your handguns in the trunk, it is up to a superior court judge in New Jersey to decide if that stop was justifiable or not. If they rule it was not, you're looking at 7 years in prison, minimum mandatory sentence with no criminal intent.
Now, I thought that they had passed a law where you could now stop and get a cup of coffee or use the restroom on your way. Is that one of the caveats, though, if your car is locked?
Nope, somebody steals it. Nope, the language was changed, but the law had never passed. It never passed. No. No. Christie vetoed it because there was other bad language written into that bill. So it never became a law. So when I built my range in New Jersey, I put a cafe in my range. We sell, you know, sandwiches, hot dogs, coffee, soft drinks, so that in New Jersey, in my range, you can be treated like a law abiding human being and actually meet your friends at the range and break bread or have a soft drink or something, and then go back home. Otherwise, Bill, you and I would have to go home, lock our guns up, and then meet at a diner or a restaurant and eat. That's how it works in New Jersey. But yet the average murderer in the state of New Jersey does less than 8 years in prison.
And doesn't have to worry about any of those laws.
Correct. So, but stopping for gas, or maybe you're on a diuretic because you have high blood pressure, so you stopped in a gas station to use the restroom. If your car was stolen, you're looking at 7 years in jail, your guns being confiscated, maybe losing your job like Shanine Allen, because if you're charged with a felony, if you work in certain jobs, you lose your job. She was a nurse, and she lost her job. And her house.
Do we know how she's doing now? What's Shanine Allen into now?
She's doing fine. We're planning a Second Amendment conference on October 3rd in southern New Jersey, and she's going to be one of our keynote speakers. As well as Stefan Josie.
I've had Stefan on the show. I need to circle back since he's gotten pardoned and everything. But, I mean, will he be allowed now to pursue his dream of being a police officer?
Yes, he is. Thankfully, yes. There was a divine intervention, Christy, with a lot of pressure, with help from guys like you and your show, Bill. And with Christy pardoning him, not commuting his sentence, but pardoning him, he is eligible to become a police officer now.
You know, that kid, I mean, he's about the cleanest cut kid I've seen in a long time to be as young as he is. I mean, he completely beats down the stereotype of the 21st century young person. And, I mean, the fact that they targeted him is pathetic.
Correct. Again, this is what happens in New Jersey. With Shanine Allen, we have a woman, a single mom, working two jobs with her own house, and they don't want to offer her pretrial intervention. What we want to do is we want to put her in jail for 8 years, have her children become wards of the state. We want to have her house go into foreclosure. We want her to stop paying income taxes and her car payment and everything, and make her and do this rather than go after real criminals. This is how New Jersey works. It's always been that way, and our politicians are fine with it, and the FUDs are fine with it. So a small group of us are out there sticking our neck out. And I'll tell you what, the recall screening effort, we've been getting a lot of flack from gun store owners and gun range owners. Oh, he's a friend of ours, and he'll throw us a bone once in a while. Why are you guys doing this? And then this is the worst thing I hear. Well, for the past 25 years, we've been doing it this way. Why would you guys change it? And I'm like, well, nothing's changed in the past 25 years. Maybe it's time we need to change our tack. I tell people only dead fish go with the flow. Maybe now we need to take it to Sweeney's front lawn and let him turn the sprinklers on us and let him pass a resolution tonight that we can't picket in front of his house. Again, it's just going to expose the hypocrisy, and it's going to expose what's going on. And eventually we are going to win in this state. I'm not leaving. I love 24-hour diners in this state. I like all the malls in the state. I'm not leaving. I'm fighting.
Hang on a minute. I was writing something down. Only dead fish go with the flow.
Only dead fish go with the flow.
Okay. I'll be shooting you a nickel every time I use that. Royalty fee, Anthony.
That's fine.
You guys, I'm gonna try to get Tim on the phone in the coming days. Hopefully get him on the phone on Monday and talk about what he's about to fire up with you guys. So this will be where the battle-scarred veterans are going to meet up with the fresh perspective, and you guys are going to take it to the street. So let's circle back here as this progresses, because I want to hear more about these gun shop owners who are giving you flack because you're rocking the boat. Don't they understand that it doesn't matter if it's a Starship Enterprise, your job is to rock the boat, to rile them up?
Correct. It's amazing. These gun shop owners, they won't even put any recall screening materials in their stores. They won't pitch it out to their customers. They won't let us use their database to email it out to their customers because, again, they don't want to tick him off because they say, well, if he becomes governor, if the recall fails and he becomes governor, we're in big trouble. Well, either way, we're in big trouble. It doesn't really matter. So let's just do it. You know, what Winston Churchill said, an appeaser is someone who feeds the crocodile hoping it will eat him last. I'm not going to be an appeaser. I'm not standing around and waiting to eat last. We're going to do this. Listen, Steve Sweeney's taking it personal. Good, because I take all of the infractions on my civil rights personal in this state. I don't have a state police detail. I don't have a carry permit in state New Jersey. I'm sorry, that's wrong. I have a carry permit in state New Jersey, but I own a gun range, so it's different, you know. But I'm fighting for everybody else in the state of New Jersey. I'm fighting for the Carol Bounds out there and the future Carol Bounds, God forbid, that are going to happen in this state because our politicians don't give a crap and our gun owners don't give a crap and the gun range owners don't give a crap. There are a few out there fighting with us, though.
There you go. Before we run out of time. And this is why I like Anthony. He goes from zero to light speed in 2.2 seconds. Give out how they can find the Gun for Hire before we run out of time, please, sir.
GunForHire.com, GunForHire.com, and GunForHireRadio.com, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain. Visit my range in New Jersey, but don't bring a gun or you'll go to jail.
There you go. Thank you, sir. Stay safe.
Bill, you too. I hope your health is good. God bless.
Roger that.
Thank you.
We'll do this again in 22 hours. Remember, this has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control on a Wednesday. This has been Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. Keep your reaction response kit as everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com.